Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Do a recap, Kevin.
All right.
Before I lose it.
Do you want to count me in, or have we counted in? Have we got our 15 minutes
Absolutely,
of fame?
Absolutely, no problem. Right? 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, everybody, we're live in 3, 2.
Highlight
You're
scene number 1.
You're 2 seconds late, Kevin.
It's going well.
Highlight scene 1. Dragged and drifting. Exterior, forest clearing. Daylight fading, dolly shot through the brambles. A close-up on Alex's hand, drifting through the dirt, pausing over broken branches and drag marks in the earth. The camera tilts up slowly to reveal others watching. Tense, she looks up, her voice breaking. Alex, quietly. She was dragged 3 days ago. Cut to...
I do not sound like that. Nope.
We get to hear him do all of our characters. Here we go.
Okay.
Cut to Gideon's eyes, scanning the tree line uselessly. He's trying to help, but he can't read the sign. A wind gusts. As if to mock him.
I can read. Just can't read. But I can read.
Gideon mutters, "Thank God I asked for help."
What?
What was that?
I don't know what studio picked this up, but this is not a True to Life adaptation.
I'm Southern.
Yeah, you're right. Gideon mutters, "Thank God I asked for help."
What?
Music. A subtle drone begins. Olafur Alonso-style piano. Melancholic. Spacious. Smash cut. Exterior. Plains. Night. Time-lapse shot. The camera spins around the party. Faces slack with exhaustion. Time dilates. Stars wheel overhead as they realize in horror. Kevin, voiceover, DM. You've been walking for 11 hours. Sound drops out. Just footsteps crunching gravel.
Oh, Chisk, he sounds great.
Looks at his head in disbelief. Maeve stumbles. Gideon wipes at his eyes. Gideon, we lost time. We lost everything. Highlight scene 2. Badger, tea, and tiramisu. Exterior, forest edge, moonlight clearing, whip pan to clothesline. Philia, a motherly badger in an apron, hums 3 blind mice. Her fur glows silver in the moonlight. She's hanging laundry. The party crouches in the trees, spooked and spellbound. Chisk whispering, it's a badger doing laundry in the dark. Sweeping crane shot as they approach her little woodland cottage. It's glowing warmly from within.
What call it?
Interior.
A crane shot?
Philia's
for the badger?
Bureau. Cozy, Latin-lit handheld camera. Lantern-lit handheld camera. Gideon unwraps the saber, its blade catching the fire mid-light. It hangs, shimmering. Philia. The cutlass, it dances, dear. Music. A whimsical waltz begins. Amelia-esque accordion and glockenspiel. Tiramisu appears, as do lace doilies, tea, a crocheted scabbard. Maeve flops onto Philia's bed, but sits up, rushes out a moment later, grabbing the laundry, folding it carefully. Oh. A lavender spritz mists through the air as she hums back the melody. Philia eyes her fondly. Maeve, go to love cottage core. Highlight scene 3, Ghosts of Home and Blade.
So husky.
I love that the film script has scene titles.
Highlight scene,
yeah,
Ghosts
fun.
Of Home and Blade. Intilia Philia's parlor, firelight, fireplace glow, static camera.
Intilia
Chisk
Philia.
Curls up next to...
Intilia Philia! Sorry.
Chisk curls up next to Ren, both silhouetted by the hearth. Quiet murmurs, hands clap. Chisk, just a couple of sticks. Flash cut to a folded letter on the table, addressed Mum and Pop, a twig and leaf seal. The sound of quill scratching fades in and out, overlaid with gentle cello chords. Exterior, tree roots, dawn, slow zoom on Ilex. Ilex watches the sunrise, cradling her broken antler bow. Ilex, voiceover. They kicked me out. They blamed me. And now I'm back. She fingers her bow.
Whoa.
Her breath clouds the morning air. Interior, Philia's room, close up on Gideon's face. Gideon unsheaths the crowjack cutlass. It levitates midair, catching the light. Perfectly mirrored to his stance, he stares at it, haunted, his eyes reflected in the blade. Gideon, this is what my mothers gave everything for. The music returns slower, minor key, faint sounds of waves and seagulls echo as if from afar, from memory. Final shot, wide shot of the sleeping party, curled in mismatched beds and blankets and roots amid badger embroidery and half-eaten scones. Text on screen to be continued.
I would just like to point out that Maeve only got one line.
Yeah, she's a day.
Thought that was just a little bit of an unfair distribution.
Yeah, we had to do a lot of cuts on the script.
Sorry.
We had
some studio notes. And what's pretty good is that I don't think any of the scenes had more than one line. And also, after all the lines, the scene ended.
It's true. We all dropped one-liners and that was it. The scene's just over.
There was like a lot of budget, honestly.
Yeah.
So much lighting.
Wait, hold on. This is just the script. This is like what we're thinking about doing. This
We're in blue sky. We're in development. Yeah, that's good. CMF pre-development.
All right.
I've been kicked out.
Anyways.
And now I'm back. It's me, Oilek.
It's me.
And let's meet our characters.
Thank you so much, Kev. Let's get into casting.
Yeah.
Kevin, all right. Blue sky, who's playing Maeve?
All right,
the fans have been asking.
Let's do a screen test. Maddie, are you ready? Maeve's lines. She only gets one line in this scene, so I want you to say. I was in love with a unicorn.
It's like every waiter self tape I've ever done.
Sorry, are you guys finished with that? Can I have that line again? Sorry.
Yeah, I was in love with a unicorn.
I was in love with a unicorn. Okay. Okay.
Let's try a couple of different things there.
Feel free to improv.
I was in love with a unicorn.
All right. Excellent. Availability check. We will. Do you have a song of any kind? It's all right. You know what?
A song. Blood. Coffin. Blood. Should I keep going?
It's good to bring breath.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you.
That's good. Okay, thank you so much.
That's incredible.
Yeah, check with our agent. Yes, we'll see how
she
does.
She always is a great one.
Yeah,
every time. Nailed it.
Yeah,
reliable.
All right. Next up, we have Griffin Cork in the role of Gideon. Gideon, is that the final title? Okay, yes.
Do you not know the name of the? Yeah.
They changed the character name.
Gideon.
Also, Griffin, don't worry about the size. I know in the script it says he's a little shorter, but we're still going to play with that, so don't worry.
Yeah, how tall are you, actually?
Hi, I'm Griffin Cork. I'm 7'9", and I'm represented by Chaos Talent.
Can you show us your hands?
Yep.
Great. Thank you so much.
This is a video gag for all our podcast listeners. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Can I just have a line?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sorry, line. Sorry.
Yeah.
Line. Thank you. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's got the answer.
What would the line be?
You wrote the script, man.
I think what we're going with, at least for a screen test, is I miss my mom's.
I think that's a good one.
I think that's what we decided.
We'll bring it in.
Okay, here
we go. We'll have to do something about the nose. He seems to have his father's nose.
Well, I haven't actually done the line yet, so don't talk about fixing me yet, because you don't know if you're going to cast me yet. So, okay, here we go.
I miss my mom's when you're ready. Thank you.
And here we go. Yeah, right.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm going to go soon.
We're looking for a bear.
That's cool. All right. Are you done? So should I say my line now? Are you good?
We're good. Okay, cool. Recording. Quiet, please.
Sound speed.
I miss my mom's.
Thank you so much. That was fine.
Thank you. That was fine, you said?
Actually, cool. Can we bring that in? Can we try that? We were looking for more of a southern. Do you have any? Do you have anything you could do?
Okay, I heard the first take of it, and it did sound like the guy reading the script had a British accent on the first go around. So I thought
maybe. And what was the accent you were doing?
That was my.
If I heard that in an audition,
I would simply kill myself. Yeah, I am done.
Awesome. That's awesome that you meant to do that. What do you think you did?
Yeah, actually, can we try? Could you try it in a British accent?
That's right. You said British, right?
Yeah. No, this is going to be. I think South Carolinian. South Carolingian.
I miss my moms. This bit is going on far too long.
However, I do expect this
to go to Diego and Emma and not skimp out on any details. If this is the quarter of the episode, I'm fine with that. Go ahead.
What else happened?
You wanted some time. Okay, next up, we have Diego as Schist.
Diego Stridel.
Diego.
I just sent mine on tape, so I'll hit play here. Hi, my name is Diego Stridel. I'm 6'2". I'm based in Vancouver, and I'm auditioning for the role of Chisk.
In person, you bring out your laptop.
Yeah. Can I play now?
Just hold it up to the camera. Yeah,
at an angle there.
Yeah.
Just a couple of sticks. Thank you very much. I'm available from September 8th until November 27th.
Right. Excellent. The bit wooden.
Only those dates.
Is that appropriate? I think that's appropriate.
Bit wooden is pretty good.
Nice. Nice, Kevin. Honestly,
this is such a specific niche bit. And I'm totally here for it.
That's kind of the whole gag is like
a little meta. It's a little meta.
That's us.
Okay, last up, we have Emma is a latecomer coming in. Oh, actually, formerly one of the crew. Now, she's up. For a role. Interesting.
Emma Bright. Emma, are we Brazier?
It's Brazier. Yeah.
Brazier?
It's Brazier.
It's Brazier.
Is she IATSE or is that to be a problem to work with?
We're really low on actors, so we're just auditioning everybody.
Okay. Excellent. Yep. Emma, you're ready.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Emma Brazier. And my pronouns are she, her. And I am 5'2". Damn. Wait, I'm not.
I don't think that's.
Are you nervous? Yeah. Are you nervous?
No,
You're not nervous, are you?
No, actually. So I know that you gave the line reading, which was they kicked me out, and now I'm back. But I have a little bit of improv for you for today. So if you're ready.
Yeah. When you're ready,
they kicked me out, and now I'm back. So funny.
The last time I was here, my husband and I were entangled limb to limb.
Oh, my God.
He was sweaty, hot, damp, erotic. And then the rug was pulled out from under me. And here we are, sent away, now back, to show him who's really on top. Anyway, I just thought I would improvise a little bit
because
I'm trying to tap into her
eroticism.
Can you start?
Listen, you might need to come to my hotel room and work over some of the lines. I think.
He's fired.
He's fired.
Security, please.
We get this fucking producer.
Auditions are over. The project is canceled.
I think he's gone.
I was just trying to tap into some of the eroticism I feel is really
sweaty,
inherent to the character.
Hot,
I love this John Wick,
okay, too many
but sexy
there.
And potentially multi-limbed.
Yeah,
I think that's
so many
that's
limbs.
Really interesting
can I have,
take
can I
on the character.
Can I just have some more synonyms for wet and damp? A few more?
Moist.
Yeah.
Clammy. Clammy?
Ooh, no.
No, okay.
You're not actually involved in the process there, creepy producer.
Yeah, you're in jail.
You're in jail.
If I remember, you're actually in jail right now.
I have to think you're in jail, I think.
Slick?
He's on Zoom from jail right now.
He's zooming in from jail.
ignore the screen.
The Wi-Fi is bad in jail, but...
Oh, the Wi-Fi is bad in prison?
Oh, no. Maybe you should have thought about that before you committed crimes.
Play some D&D. Wow. All okay. Right. Hey, everybody. It's Griffin Corp of the Dias Cast podcast. Thanks for sticking around for that very, very niche bit that really was only for the people on the call. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, now we're serious.
All right,
and
crew.
And I'm going to start recording now.
Oh, God.
Okay. You wake up the next day. You are in Philia Badger's house. She has not yet returned. She has taken her, she had a courier jacket she was wearing.
Bellhop. It was Bellhop.
Bellhop.
That's didn't right. make sense, she was running but it was Bellhop. Yeah.
Bellhop ran off to the Piney parents to deliver the letter, the sooner the better.
Bars.
Deliver the letter, the sooner the better.
What are you guys doing now? It is morning.
Right. Sorry. I wake up and I do some yoga.
Ah, yes, that's right. You are also not in, you are near yes. Badger's cottage because you could not quite fit your hind
so devastating.
In their quarters.
That's fine. Yeah. I think I wake up with the morning dew on my flanks, and it's been a while. It feels amazing. Do a little stretch.
Moist, damp.
I start a little, I just knock on the door. Good morning. Morning, duckies. Everybody awake in there?
You have a good, it's a very early morning campground feel to you.
I was going to say,
the sun is rising. Come on.
Five more minutes.
No, come on, kiddos. It's so nice out here. Come on, have a stretch.
Lock the door, she'll go away.
Remember our friend Potemkin was stolen. No. Remember?
We have to go find our stolen friend.
She got stolen by a dragon. We have to go find her.
I hope she stays stolen. I'm tired.
No, I know. Gideon, I know
be
you don't like her.
Be gone and dead.
Come on, everybody.
You know what? Now that I hear you all, you know, being super tired and happy being asleep, I feel like it might be a thing of the Rodgar forest, you know? Like, it just, it's so cozy.
No, I feel quite awake, actually, Chisk. It's not
it's
a thing.
It's so cozy.
It's not a thing. You gotta wake up.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. You're pretending.
I'm a little clammy.
I kick open the door. Right. I have Dorley's characters peeking out of my headband.
As the rest of the characters milk the bit, really past the point of entertaining, they eventually decide to get themselves
crazy.
Up.
What a crazy thing to say.
Crazy energy to bring in. We're 20 minutes into the episode, and now the bit milking is too bad.
No more bits. I was thinking, I can scry on Potemkina this morning now that I feel much more rested.
Oh.
See where she is. Wait a minute. She might have to be on the same plane of existence.
What makes you think she's not?
Perhaps the big dragon purple shadow realm person. I don't know
Swallow.
If he's purple, actually. I don't know why I said purple.
I don't know
purple.
If we know what color he is.
Yeah.
I like the guess, though. It's a good guess.
He's probably purple.
Yeah.
Probably purple. A particular creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you. So I could try.
It
might be interesting.
No.
Do you want to give it a go?
It's a fifth level spell, though. This early in the morning. I need breakfast.
All right. I'll make breakfast. You scry.
All right.
I understand the fifth level spell coveting. You don't want to use that in vain. But there's going to be bacon, so
I'll let Potemkina know you didn't want to spend the spell when we find her.
No,
Gideon.
I'm just saying.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, Gideon, go get another five. You're being rude.
All right.
I'm gonna steal these doilies.
No,
I will sit down and pull out a little silver mirror and splash a little water on it and say some magic words. And
sorry, what are those words? What are the words? This? What are the magic words?
You wouldn't understand them. They're in a different language.
You wouldn't understand them. They're in a different language.
No. You know, okay, one of my nine different languages that I speak. You just wouldn't. You just got to be on the know. Yeah?
Oh, I see. You're one of those guys. That's
what
cool.
What do you mean?
What about the languages you read?
Sounded like magic.
It kind of sounded like Robin Williams.
All right.
To me, he sounded like a distressed, what was Harry Potter's nemesis?
Voldemort?
What was Harry Potter's nemesis?
Imagine if Jeopardy asked,
what is Voldemort?
You didn't see the original screen test he did. He was along those lines.
Hey, what happens with the scry?
You see Voldemort, and you see
Voldemort.
Kevin, this
guy works so well. It works so well. You see into the Harry Potter world. No, you see Potemkina, but she is two dimensional. She is a monotone black and white color, she is flickering in and out of your vision, Chisk.
Okay. But
so she appears and then she disappears. She appears and then she disappears. It's almost as if she is trapped between two dimensions, mm-hmm. this one and another.
Okay. Trapped or in the, moving? Yeah, I'm not there. I'm sorry.
No, I have the same question.
Trapped or moving?
Yeah.
Like transiting or trapped?
I would say she is trapped between this plane and the shadow realm.
So I don't see her surroundings?
You do get a flash of her surroundings, but I want you to picture it as an image of like you are actually watching. I mean, Chisk doesn't know what this is, but you're watching a film that is slowly rotating in space, and she is in some sort of cell.
Mm. She's in a cell.
What does her face look like? Is she like awake, Scat?
Her face. Oh, her face would be between furious and tears.
Mm.
Oh,
poor thing.
Can you tell where she is? Can you tell where she is?
Not really. She's in a cell, but I can't see further.
Would bacon help?
Maybe. Yes.
Please hurry.
I put bacon in his mouth.
1,000. Mm.
I put bacon in his mouth. Stat.
Maple syrup a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yep.
Actually, no. Actually, I hit that out of the way. You can't have any of that.
Done. Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. He has his own.
Mark that down in my notes. Griffin does not yes and.
about butt juice? No, I don't.
Butt juice.
I don't yes and ass drink. Thank you.
Guess what? We've never established it was ass drink.
We never said it was my ass.
Or
we've said explicitly it's not his ass. It's his
or
this
drink I do
it's
not like. Hole. Any whole beverage. No, thank you.
Oh, grow up.
You do also, put maple syrup on stuff. I've seen you do it.
Gideon, don't. Gideon, don't for sure. Not after this.
Gideon.
I'm fucking changed. I'm changed forever.
All right. And none of us are worried about the tree eating the bacon? That's okay.
Why? I've had bacon.
He's right. A sentient tree person. Thank you.
I am somewhat like Potemkina. I am stuck between two worlds.
He has a fully formed digestive system.
Right.
We're not too sure about that. I do bleed, but...
So she's in trouble. She's caught. Mm-hmm. Why is he keeping her? Is it a lure? Something.
I don't know.
Because why would he know who she is?
Yes.
Unless there is more to Potemkina that she did not tell us.
Possibly. We only spent a couple of days with her.
What do we know about Potemkina? Cleric turned geomancer wizard.
It could be the new powers that makes her... Cleric? Hey, cleric.
Yeah. Hey,
I fully thought you were addressing Cheese with that.
So sorry,
hey, wood cleric.
I would never say that to you.
Tell me what I want to know.
That's about it. She's undead.
It might be personal, but it might just be the fact that the dragon thought she was aligned with the Medusa.
With Petra. Yeah.
Yeah, possible.
We did leave her sitting there.
We left her to help fight, because we couldn't.
Collateral. So let's keep going with the path then.
Yeah. All right.
And eventually we're going to turn into a cartoon or whatever.
Huh?
Two-dimensional,
he means.
Two-dimensional flat being.
Hmm. Turn into an animation. I love anime. Gideon's a big anime nut.
All right.
You should read One Piece. I think
you'd like
gonna
it. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a One Piece guy.
Let's head out. I love Boruto. Anyway, let's head out.
Baruto.
Shit, that's good. Let's leave. I'm done.
Okay,
I wanna go.
Got everything we need, everybody.
Philia.
I leave a note for Philia.
Yeah.
I leave a note saying, thank you so much for your lovely hospitality. I've left a bit of scone batter in your fridge, so you can have a fresh batch when you come home.
Pre-making batter.
Alex, you can stay here if you want.
Can I?
I know you want to stay here.
I do. I'm stalling. I'm nervous to go forward. Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on, then. Tiramisu for everybody.
There is one thing you must learn, and that is to just continue forward, even if you are scared, because we all die eventually.
There it is.
What?
It was a little hopeful at first, and then...
It's true! Oh my God. Maybe
and the Reaper will come for us. Anyway, salute.
Nut up and do it, as the Alcyons say. Let's go.
Or you'll have war. Tracking.
That's the piney.
I look for...
Oh no, it is Iruaga.
Is the track still apparent?
The track is still apparent. And as before, there is a... what you've... The forest types would sense is that there is something torn or something terrible about this path. So you can get a sense of familiar from the road guard itself, and then something alien as bits of the Shadow Realm bleed into your world. As you remember from yesterday, before you were so exhausted, you had walked for a long time in a daze. So there is that element of, it's not exactly Shadow Realm, but it looks like when Swallow came through here, he was ripping almost at the fabric of the plains.
Right. I think he's making shadow roads or something, and he's being sloppy about it, making sort of rifts.
Yes, using the power of that he has been granted by the portal of the veil of portals.
All right. I wish we could use the shadow roads. I feel like he's getting far ahead of us.
Friends, I feel like we're leaving. I don't like what I'm about to do, but Rand, I think it's best if you stay here.
Oh, yes. All right.
I think
why?
If you stay with Felia, you'll be safe. You'll be away from all this darkness. You can help out, and perhaps if you hear back from Mom and Dad, then you can report and, I don't know, send me a message or something.
Yes, maybe I do need to spend some time just reflecting.
Yeah, go back to your roots.
Good one. Good one.
I do mean it. Maybe you can garden and stuff you did.
No, but I'm serious, like, though.
No, seriously. no, you really need to.
You kind of got the seed. So he agrees. He is quiet. He's been quiet. He's definitely not fully himself, despite the warmth and quiet, the quiet moment you guys had the night before. He thinks it's a good idea to spend some time in reflection.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thanks for, and he gives you a big hug. Thanks for sticking by me.
Stay safe, always.
Bye, Rand.
Good luck. I hope you meet up with this Swallow fellow.
Rand, I found a little extra bellhop uniform you could try on in the closet here. So, I don't know. So you just try
cute.
It on.
Is it,
we're going to leave.
Is it
but if you want to try it on or? While we're gone, that's your business.
thank you, Gideon. You are an odd little bear.
It's kind of my whole brand, brother.
Bye, Rand. See you soon.
Cheerio.
Pip, pip.
Hold on.
Indeed.
We'll talk about that later.
I've been British this whole time.
All right.
Come on, we walk.
Yes, we walk.
Trying to get to this damn place.
All right. As you walk, again, you're following this sort of trail of destruction. There have definitely been, you know, sort of branches broken, things torn open, bushes uprooted. Maeve, I'll just get you to roll me a 12-sider, please.
Oh, boy.
A 12-sider's bad. That's his fucking encounter die.
Oh, no.
Nope. It's not if you don't believe it is.
Yeah. If you just say that's not what's happening.
How does a 1 sound? Good?
A 1 sounds very good.
It's good or bad.
As you walk through the morning sun, you see a small cloud of glowing, pale jellyfish slowly floating on the breeze, reflecting the sun. The sky, as it slowly fades from pink, visible through their translucent bodies.
And then they try to kill us, or they're just beautiful?
They just pass by you on either side and over top of you.
Oh, look at those.
If you want, you can try and touch one.
We don't have to. We really don't have to. We can, if they're just going, we can just let them go. If, even if I was in water, I feel like I would fucking ignore the jellyfish.
I don't think I've ever seen those before. It. Kevin, can I make a quick nature check? Are these common here? I'll make it so quick. 7.
A 7. You have never heard of jellyfish, let alone where they are common or uncommon. You've never seen a jellyfish. Actually, that in itself might tell you something, that you've never seen these creatures in the road guard before.
Wow. Something strange is happening here.
They're gorgeous.
They are. They seem harmless, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They're bad. They're bad. I'm a big pirate guy. These things are bad normally.
You're a big pirate guy?
But they're
guy?
So pastel goth.
I know. I get
you're
it.
You're not even a guy.
I give off big pirate energy. I understand. If you get stung, you piss on it. That's what I... I know, it's crazy, but you have
you're
to
you're worried about my maple syrup and you're peeing on stings.
In emergencies only. Who's going to touch their air shadow jellyfish? Someone's going
to... I don't think we need to. They seem really lovely. Why disturb their peace?
I like just to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
I touched one.
Oh.
Gideon, roll me a constitution saving throw.
God, fuck.
14 or better.
I fucked my life.
Dude, we're fucking dead.
We're dead.
We're dead.
I've seen Finding Nemo. I know what happens.
15. I got a 15.
All right. So Jesus you just Christ. Get a little bit of a jolt.
Damn.
You take...
God damn fucking Skyland jellyfish. Oh, he's still rolling damage dice, though. You don't have to.
No. You only take 2 points of damage.
I take a little bit of aloe out of my medicine kit and put it on the sting. There.
No, you gotta pee on it, he said.
You gotta pee on it.
I'm not gonna pee
on it. Drop trow and have a piss, Gideon.
I'm running down the path, holding my burnt hand. Run! Put the napkin
I don't think it's an emergency, Gideon. I'm not peeing on you.
Is anyone peeing on Gideon? Including
no.
You can't catch me.
No.
You can't catch me. I'm a bonus action dash.
You have
I'm
to
gone.
Pay... For the extra content.
That's on the Patreon. That should be on a paywall.
That's on the Patreon.
I do this invite to a hotel room, and you guys get into this?
No, but what we're doing
I'm
is...
the creepy producer?
Yes.
We're content creators, Kevin.
Yeah, so you head into the road guard. You are actually, Alex, for the first time returning after a long time away.
Does smell good here, doesn't it? Everybody feeling well?
There's so many mosquitoes.
Don't let them bother you.
Are we...
Shake my branches around, Maeve.
Oh. It sounds like Potemkin has landed somewhere. Do we... Maybe it sounds callous. Do we have time for a family stop in?
You mean Alex's?
No, I mean, not mine.
I mean, yours is who I meant. To see we and our...
I would love to.
But also they might know
something. I wasn't nervous before, but now that this is a potential, then I am.
The Pineys aren't near here, so it would be a huge forest.
Oh, I see. Okay, never mind then.
That's why you sent the messenger, right?
I feel like I hadn't heard any news, you know?
Nope.
Other than that this thing came through a couple days ago. So there wasn't any gossip about that.
Yeah. So it seems this happened pretty quickly. So I guess acting fast would be the most ideal situation, I think. As much as I do want to see my mom and dad, I'm not avoiding it, I promise.
No, you're probably right. Don't tell Temkin and I wanted to take a pit stop.
What if we hit them on the way back?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We can do like a big loop.
We're being drawn in some way.
Mm.
And I'd hate to bring attention to your parents if they're already out of it, you know? I don't want to have to implicate them in anything.
Does it feel like we're making progress, or are we on a bit of a loop? Like in terms of traveling, are we recognizing different areas as we progress, or does it feel like we're not moving?
You definitely are moving. You feel yourself entering, because you were in sort of right on the edge. And you're now sort of heading more into the trees. And it's definitely becoming more less of a meadow and more of a forest.
Are there jails or dungeons that either you forest folk know about that we should be heading towards if we saw Potemkin in a cell?
Well, not that I can think of. What was material of the cell, Kevin?
It wasn't necessarily like a jail cell. It was a room with stone tile. Stone brick.
Were there like metal bars and stuff?
You didn't see any actual metal bars, but it was a pretty close-up shot of her face.
Oh, I see.
And did it seem like the forest, Jisk, or was it somewhere else? I get the sense it's somewhere else.
Yeah, not part of the forest that I know.
We know he can access the Shadow Realm, so I just have a feeling that's... I don't know.
Yeah, guys, this whole time, I'll be honest, I've kind of felt like we need to access the Shadow Realm.
Uh-huh.
For no ulterior motive.
Right.
Why
except
not?
Except for finding Potemkina.
Right, just Potemkina.
Just Potemkina.
Just Potemkina.
And also Raj, who definitely absconded with information.
Right. And your mom.
I keep moving. My hand is infected.
my jellyfish sting is infected.
I should have had someone piss on this. It's too late now.
Gonna lose my hand.
there she blows.
How do we get there?
Is it just keep walking?
We
can't
move faster. We just have to go through.
We just keep
pathway.
Going. God. Okay.
It's just a long walk. I'm afraid it's a hike. We can sing a road song if you'd like.
I would like. Go ahead, Alex.
99 maple bottles on the wall. 99 maple bottles. You take one down, you pass it around. 98 maple bottles on the wall. And then now you go.
A lone twisted tree rises from a small hill ahead of you. You can see something dangling from the branches.
What is it?
Is someone hanging?
I'm looking. Tell me, is it a body? Tell me now.
It's my dad. It's my dad. He's hanging on the tree. He's dead.
You don't have a dad.
That was Griffin talking.
Oh. Jesus, oh. I got dark.
Wait.
Jesus.
Kevin.
You see Kevin Cork in this world.
There is not a single body on that hanging off of that tree.
Multiple?
There are about 12 of them.
Christ.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That one,
whoa. Stay back.
It's 8:42 a.m.
Actually, 7:42 a.m.
Yeah. Time traveling fucker. They're dead, I assume.
Who are they? Can we tell?
What kind of people? Yeah, are they humans?
Don't get too close, guys.
Are they
stay
good
back.
Guys?
You will have to get quite a bit closer, I'm afraid, to be able to make out.
Yeah, I'm afraid also.
Leland.
You can hear it. Poor Leland. There's a slight
Leland.
Breeze.
Go check out the hanging people.
His fat little body crawls out of the hood of my cloak.
Yes. Eat their eyeballs, Leland.
How come you did not bring me out when there were the pancakes and the badger's tea?
Leland?
I only get to come out when there are death and destruction.
I'm going to completely level with you here, my friend. I got very excited and overwhelmed by the pancakes, so I forgot. And I'm not proud. But this is a little bit more our speed, yeah? Corpses? Fun. Right?
Yeah, that's very good. You're right. The corpses are much more in our oeuvre.
Our oeuvre. Oeuvre. Okay, go look.
We can only hear 50% of this conversation.
It's dead silent until Maeve goes, oeuvre.
So as Leland flaps relatively eagerly towards this huge tree with these corpses swinging in the branches, you can make out, Maeve, a few of them are ancient and skeletal. There's a few that have been, looks like there could be human, might be elf. The bodies are quite wizened. I'm afraid one of the corpses you see is this sort of plump little badger woman wearing a bellhop outfit.
Stop it.
Yo, what the
fuck?
No, no, what the no, fuck? Kevin. What the she's fuck? No. Looking for Maeve's my mom and dad. No.
She died next episode?
What? That's the worst thing you've ever
done. She had the fucking letter.
Let's
Kevin
end the episode,
Cork is
Kev.
On that tree.
Hey, and Kev, let's end the episode and fuck it. Hey, Kev, let's end the episode and read
let's
it, okay?
Let's end the podcast right here.
We have
end
the episode and have a little post.
We're actually going to have a bit of a post-mortem chat, Kev.
What?
As the bat get closer from Felia's corpse and from three other
fuck?
Corpses.
So cool.
These
so confirmed. So it's not even like
up it,
the,
and
we didn't even fucking leave the
bat.
Option that it could be another badger woman. This
she's
is
wearing
Felia.
A fucking bellhop outfit, Griffin. She's, what other badger do you think it could possibly be?
Could have been a doppelganger. Could have been something. This, fucking. This is Felia, and her last words were, "My four friends abandoned me." Anyway, here's a wraith.
This place is fucked up.
Sorry, I interrupted your fucking description. Go ahead, Kev. This is fucked.
Cottagecore is over. Beautiful jellyfish.
I don't
want to
be around anymore.
This place is fucked, and we are fixing it now.
Fuck this. What happened, Kev? You're talking about a little, little ghost.
What are you saying?
Say it.
The four wraiths float menacingly towards you, chasing the bat as he wings his way back to Maeve. And we will hold it there.
No, okay,
no, we're
hold
not
on.
Holding it here. I'm killing everything in this place.
We're burning it to the ground.
Take the headphones
Felia
off.
Felia one of the wraiths? Is Felia one of the wraiths?
You tell me one of those wraiths is a goddamn badger, Kevin. I'm coming to your house.
I can't do it.
Well,
I
know,
can't
we
do
know
it.
Where you live.
Cool. So I'm gonna do like a little outro now, Kev.
No, Griffin, we can't.
You don't get an outro today, Kevin.
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast. Like, what are you
just
talking
skip
about?
Skip it. Bye.
Bye.
I'm ruin you.
Bye.
I don't want
I hope
this.
I hope your day is just as bad as ours is.
I don't want this, man. Join the Discord. Follow us on socials. The badger's dead, right? Like, what's the point?
Whatever. Phileas dead. Get on
I don't
social
give
media.
A fuck. Thanks,
it's
Cobalt Press.
Nothing is sacred. It's
you did this. You did this, Cobalt Press.
No, this was holy me.
Yeah, don't give this to Cobalt Press. This is Kevin.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right.
Crazy.
Thank you, everybody. Come find us on the
Dicecast.com. Yeah, wrap it up, Kev. Wrap it up.
I hope
there's
you feel
badger
good
blood on
about
hands,
what you've
dog.
Done today.
Slit a throat. Slit a badger throat. No problem, right?
Could have been any corpse. Any corpse ever. And you chose the wrong one.
It's
so really
also
good.
Whoops. Yeah.
Our favorite
I
want
to go back
NPC
to this
ever?
Morning when we were having pancakes in the hearth.
We spent so long on this episode talking about how cool she was. And within this, what is it going to be? Fucking 37-minute episode. We kill the chick.
We kill the chick.
We hung out in her house as she was dead in a tree.
Oh, my God. I've never felt so motivated
as she was
in
hung
my
out.
Life.
No, wait. I left Ren to hang out with Felia.
You left Ren at hung. A dead woman's house.
We gotta go back.
We have to go back. Oh my God.
Ren, she's not coming back.
I gotta go.
Buddy.
Hey, Ren, she's not coming back, dog.
She's not coming
also,
back.
Ren,
I guess you're coming
us
with us
social
now.
Media, Ren. Join
stop
the Discord,
talking about
Ren.
Social media. We're not doing anything. The podcast is over.
Yeah. If you want to reach out to me, fucking figure out a way.
Don't.
I'm not telling you because I'm bummed.
Reach
I'm
out
not
to Kevin.
Doing the outro.
Kevin's address is.
Everyone, Kevin's listen up.
Social insurance number is.
Get
here's
your
his credit card.
Utensils.
Okay.
End the episode. I'm out.
Social insurance, by the way, is Canadian for social security number.
Right. Right.
That's right. That's for implied. Our big American viewers.
American.
Bye.
See you never.
All right, everybody.
Bye. See you.
Have an excellent day.
Shut up, Kevin.
No. End it. End it. Start the outro music.
Bye.
Bye.